We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
John Morosi is an MLB insider at the MLB Network and Fox Sports. You can follow him on Twitter at John Morosi. He's joining Joe Lowe and the Guru on 95.7 The Game. John, good morning. We're going to hit you with a very serious question right out of the gate. Is it possible that the Oakland A's are going to win all 162 this season?
Well, it's still possible right now. Technically, guys.
You're damn right it's possible.
It's still possible in the moment. Okay, they are 1-0, and Chris Davis may well hit, what is it? I'm doing the math in my mind here, more than 300 homers. So there you go. A very, very impressive opener there for the A's last night. It was a great capper on a phenomenal day of baseball overall, but certainly a lot of energy, it seemed like, in the Coliseum last night.
Absolutely. What's the upside for this club this year? Davis mashed 40 last season. You've got some very intriguing pitching prospects, yet many in Vegas, many prognosticators say low 70 wins is where they're headed. What's the upside for Bob Melvin's club?
This can be a winning team. It really can. I think that the questions there are going to be, how does Ryan Healy do in his first full year? I'm a big fan of his. I think he can really have an impact. And I think if he joins Davis, who I think now is becoming a truly proven commodity, there's nothing fluky about what Davis did last year. I mean, he went over 100 RBIs, 40-plus homers. I think he is now a proven major league power hitter that I think if you compare Healy and Davis in the middle of the lineup all year long, I like their chances to score runs. I think the key thing is going to be the rotation. And if you look at the overall youth of the rotation, especially with Gray injured, that's my big concern right now, is how consistently will they pitch in the rotation. Certainly Gray's been very good last night, but I look at the overall youth there with the likes of Cotton. Manaea's still a pretty young guy. Alcantara's still a pretty young guy, so you've got a lot of youth there. I think that's probably my big question, is how stable is the rotation going to be.
Were you surprised at who Bob trotted out as the closer, Casilla? You know, they said one man's trash is another man's treasure. I'm surprised that Bob decided to go that way and seeing the way that game ended?
Great question, Aloha. I would say we look at the way that things played out there in the late innings. I was a bit surprised with Casilla, but when you look at it, he does have the experience. And I think this is a bullpen that has a lot of experience there with the likes of Madsen and Axford, certainly, when he's right, and Doolittle as well. So there is a lot of experience back there. Maybe a mild surprise, but I think it's a good thing. And it seems to me, when you have a staff where maybe your first choice to close game one catches guys by surprise, and you win it anyway, and there's a certain acceptance of the fact that maybe Melvin is going to play more matchups than just go with a set guy every single time, I think that's a good message, I think, for your club. And especially, it's a really good message when things work out and you win, which is what happened last night. So I think that was a nice start from that standpoint. And again, maybe it sends a bit of a subtle message that, especially given the inexperience of the rotation, that Melvin may need to be a bit more creative with the way he deploys the bullpen late. So I think from a standpoint of game one, a very good message sent there by Bob Melvin.
John, when you look at Casilla's former team, the San Francisco Giants, they made a big splash in the offseason and thought they got a glaring need. They got Melanson. And we saw what happened in that playoff game against the Cubs. And they go out Arizona up 3-0. Two runs of that come from your pitcher. They're 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position, and then Melanson gives up four hits and they lose. I know, John, baseball's a long season, but that has to mean a little more than just one loss or no big deal.
Well, I look at it a couple of different ways. I think certainly it's a veteran club, and I'll begin by saying I've picked the Giants to win the National League, and I cannot abandon them at 0-1. And for that, I should say, first and foremost, given my track record as a prognosticator, I wish to offer my apologies to all the Giants fans out there, because I'm usually not very good with this stuff. So be that as it may, they are still my National League pick to win the pennant. And yes, it's still a bit of a concern. You never want to begin your year with a blown save, especially given the way things transpired last year for the Giants. But I still believe Melanson's the right guy to have in the ninth inning. I think his comments after the game were very under control, as were the comments of Bruce Bochy. It really is remarkable that for all of the issues they had in their bullpen last year, they still made it to the playoffs, and they were still one inning away from forcing a decisive fifth game against the Cubs. So I just believe that as time goes on, that Melanson's going to be fine there in the ninth inning. I guess where I do share some concern with probably a fair amount of Giants fans right now is with the bridge to Melanson. I think that, and Law's outing was really bumpy. I think that's my concern, that even on a day when you have Bumgarner be as perfect as he was for as long as he was, that you still had an issue bridging the gap and then just getting the game to Melanson. I still have some concerns there. So it's a bullpen that I expect to be better, but I still do have a lot of reservations about the way things look. Not more in the seventh and eighth than I do in the ninth.
John Morosi, MLB Insider at MLB Network and Fox Sports, joining Joe Lo and the Guru on 95.7 The Game. You mentioned the playoff series the Giants and the Cubs had last year. Had that gotten to a Game 5, Johnny Cueto would have taken the mound for the Orange and Black. Cueto signed that deal last offseason to join the team, but he has an opt-out after this year. Should he win another 18 games like he did last season, he's probably headed for that opt-out. Is it going to be difficult for the Giants to bring him back into the fold beyond this season?
Well, Joe, it's a very timely question, because I think this all fits into the conversation point about Madison Bumgarner as well. And when does his contract get readdressed? Because as we all know, it's a very club-friendly deal right now that the Giants very smartly signed, and certainly Madison locked in a fortune for him and his family, which is always a great move. So it's a deal that's worked out well for both the Giants and Bumgarner. But I think the Cueto question, if we're going to talk about how the Giants are going to address it, let's say that he opts out and they re-up him for some huge number. Madison might say, well, wait a minute. You've kind of now paid Cueto in huge dollars twice before I've gotten really a big nine-figure payday of my own. And I think that, listen, Madison understands the way the economics work in the game, and I'm sure Johnny obviously does as well, because he's been a free agent. He's lived that life already. But I do think that these are very interrelated questions. How they deal with Cueto affects how they deal with Bumgarner eventually, and I think you look down the road from a financial standpoint, given all the money you've already committed to Samardzija, you do wonder, is there enough money in the budget, so to speak, to make sure that you're able to keep both Bumgarner and Cueto more than 2 years down the road? I think that's the big question, and one that I think the Giants and Bobby Evans are constantly figuring out right now, is how can we fit both in there. But I do believe it's a very timely question. I don't know how they're going to handle it, because I think there's a lot of uncertainty still, but I think this is a question that we're going to be talking about a lot during the course of the year, and one that is very much related between Bumgarner and Cueto.
Bumgarner turns 28 years old in August. Based on what we saw for Greinke, for Price, for Cueto, for all the pitchers out there, if I said when this deal is all said and done, over under a total value of $250 million for Madison Bumgarner, are you going over or under?
I'm going to go under, just because that's a huge number. I think it has a very good chance to be more than 200. And I think we're seeing now that the elite pitching number, the going rate is around $30 million if you look at the Kershaw and Price deals. But if you're talking 8 years beyond the end of this year, or maybe even starting after next year, depending on how the options get figured out, I mean, that would then take him pretty far deep into his mid-30s. And again, as great as he has been, 250 is a huge number. If it's 210, if it's 30 times 7, then maybe that's more reasonable, and it's something that makes a bit of sense. 250 is a huge number.
Ooh.
I'm not saying it won't get there, because
John, maybe by your standards, in here, 250 is nothing.
Exactly. I mean,
we're in radio.
That is massive, and certainly based on the way we have seen salaries grow in the great game of baseball, gentlemen, usually when you've been betting the over, you've been right. So I certainly respect the fact that 250 may be where this thing settles out, but certainly 7 times 30 ain't too bad either, my friends.
No, you're absolutely right. John, I'm going to have to derail the show. You know, I got to talk a little football, and
sure,
you know, after playing 17 years in the game. What about old Tony Romo? You think this is a great decision that he decided to retire, or do you think this is just smoke and mirrors?
Well, here's what I'll say on that. I think my football knowledge, I'll say, is pretty shallow. But I do know this. You've seen A-Rod make a great transition to broadcasting. So many great players that have become great broadcasters as well, including yourself. So I would say for Tony Romo, I mean, he's on the low plan. He's going from being a Pro Bowl player to a broadcaster. If that's the case, God bless him. I think it's a great move.
John Morosi, MLB Insider at the MLB Network and Fox Sports. Follow him on Twitter at John Morosi with Joe Lowe and the Guru on 95.7 The Game. John, thank you so much for your time this morning. Dynamite stuff. Look forward to catching up again soon.
My pleasure. And again, I'm hoping to have better football takes next time around. But again, I do live in Michigan, where the Lions are still searching for their first NFL championship since 1957. So it's been a bit of a long drought, but maybe eventually they'll get that thing figured out.
I got a feeling there's a college program not too far from where the Lions play football that might give you something to cheer about a little bit sooner.
Yeah, that's in my own backyard, and certainly I've spent many a day over at Michigan Stadium, so certainly plenty to speak about. There's this coach here now that you may have heard of before who's got a bit of a good personality that's fun to talk about, so maybe next time around we'll dress Coach Harbaugh as well.
Thank you, John.
Sounds great, guys. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.